Barack and Hillary went at it there for a while. Hillary accused him of doing business with a slumlord after he accused her of being a corporate lawyer on the Walmart board while he was fighting for the little people in Illinois. And he stood up and he said, I don't like the fact that you're factually incorrect in assessing my positions on things. And by the way, the Clintons love this. They absolutely love it because they think it takes Barack off message when he has to respond to them. There was also, I'm not going to say this. Never mind, I'm not going to say it because all I would do would make women mad. Don't want to do that. Making women mad will just send. All right, I'll go ahead and say it, but I'm going to stop doing this in the future. After the first part of the debate, they were standing up there at those podiums, and then they took a commercial break, and Blitzer came back, and they were all sitting in chairs. I'm gonna pay for this. This is the kind of thing that you're not supposed to say. That when you say this, all it does is drive people to Hillary, women especially. But see, I'm not gonna tease you. It's really unfair to say I'm gonna say something and not gonna say it, so I gotta say it now. She was the only one sitting there who could not cross her legs. That's just horrible, Mr. Limbaugh. I can't believe you said that. That's just horrible. Why do you even notice things like that, Mr. Limbaugh? I can't believe you. Very simple, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a leg man. I'm jealous. I can't do it either. I can't cross my legs sitting in a chair like that. I'm jealous of people who can, and I notice other people who can't. It makes me feel better about myself, okay? I can't do it either. Welcome back. Rush Limbaugh here, the excellence in broadcasting. Network 800-282-2882 if you want to be on the program. The email address, lrushmo@eibnet.com. What I was going to say before I got sidetracked, questionable taste comment, for which I've now quasi-apologized, but not really. Mrs. Clinton said something. I heard a clip of her at an MLK event, the Martin Luther King event, and I'm going to paraphrase this because I didn't have the exact quote in front of me. She said, after 40 years, we are nowhere near solving the problems of race, and it's time to step up and get it done.